Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Valentin. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, David Wells. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The DH, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Russell Branyon. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bartolo Colon. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Durham strikes out. 1 out. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Valentin strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-2. The ball gets by Alomar for a passed ball. Lofton moves to third. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Konerko hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Konerko reaches second base with a double. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez throws the ball into Vizquel, who tags Lee trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Konerko scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Tommy hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Branyan hits a line drive towards short. Clayton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Valentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops it up and throws to first, with Colon covering, for the out. Valentin moves to third. Thomas moves to second. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Konerko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gonzalez throws the ball into Vizquel, who tags Konerko trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Valentin scores. Thomas scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cordero hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. 2 outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clayton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 0-for-1 in the game. Branyan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a pop-up towards short. Clayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin bunts in front of the plate. Diaz fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to second. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas is walked intentionally. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Konerko is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a pop-up towards third. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clayton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clayton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Colon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clayton for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Durham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lofton. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Lofton throws the ball into Alomar, who relays the ball to Branyan, who tags Valentin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Durham goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cordero strikes out. One out. Russell Branyan is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Branyan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan hits a fly ball into center field. Valentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz is 0-for-2 in the game. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Shuey now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Thomas hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ordonez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Konerko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Konerko strikes out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lee is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Singleton now playing left field. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton bunts towards first. Konerko fields the ball and throws to Osuna covering. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin throws the ball into Clayton, who tags Vizquel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lofton moves to third. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Valentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, White Sox. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gonzalez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a fly ball into center field. Valentin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Branyan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Alomar. The throw from Diaz and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. Two outs. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clayton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Folk now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russell Branyan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Branyan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Branyan hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7. And Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.